it don't matter about Sunday dinner, beef, chicken, lamb or whatever, you have your Yorkshire pudding with it.
Right,
but
there with
then,
you.
Then, cold, get your wife to make some extra, leave it cold in the fridge, later on for your supper, cheese and cherry jam. Mate, it's delicious.
Oh,
cheese
what?
And cherry. Cheese.
Well, I have to say, I eat mine with what I call treacle, which is golden syrup.
Well, the family tradition has always been not only Yorkshire pudding and gravy, but treacle with it.
Treacle on the gravy?
We put the treacle on first and then the gravy on top of the treacle.
Eddie?
That's fabulous.
Oh, that sounds a bit odd, Eddie.
Thick white bread.
Yep.
Got to be low-packed butter.
Yep.
Cold mashed potato and Walker's cheese and onion crisps. All mashed up. Very nice. And then last night, Toby, I had a little bit of dripping, mucky dripping from Butcher's.
Yeah.
And I had some cold mashed potato left, so I had that as a sandwich as well. Beautiful. Bit of salt on, you can't beat it.
Cottage cheese with scrambled eggs.
Oh,
looks like sick.
Faulty.
Oh, what?
Bacon and beetroot sandwiches. Bacon bone soup.
Scones.
Yep.
With strawberry jam. And then the crispiest, crossliest bacon on top of that that you've ever tasted.
Really?
I have to say, don't knock it till you've tried it.
Well, I'm all for that.
It tasted good. It was brilliant.
I'm all for not knocking it till I've tried it, but a scone with jam and bacon just sounds a bit odd.
It does. I expected it to be a bit odd.
We used to have fish and chips in tomato soup.
Right, where are they? I think they're making it up now. He's got to be making this one up. All right, I'll talk to him. Howard?
Hello?
Fish and chips in tomato soup?
You've got to go for it, my friend. Put hairs on your chest.
Well, how does it even work? A bowl of tomato soup that you put then fish and chips in?
Fish and chips in tomato soup, and you eat thickly sliced bread just to mop it all up afterwards. It's fantastic.
Well, I'm 80 years old, and I've always hated baked beans in tomato sauce. I just couldn't bear them.
Yep.
And then one day I thought, really and truly, I love beans, so what do I do now? I wash them. No, my son said, whatever you do, don't tell anybody because they'll have you put away.
You wash your baked beans?
So I empty the tin into a sieve and I wash all the tomato sauce off them and then I have them. Yeah, and they're lovely. And I absolutely love them.
And how do you cook them?
Just like I do, like you would ordinary ones. I just put them in a plastic container and put them in the microwave.
Washed baked beans?
The tomato sauce, it's not the beans I didn't like, it's just the tomato sauce.
But baked beans are just haricot beans.
Yeah.
Which you can buy in tins.
Well, yes, yeah.
It's almost like the pre-washed baked beans, Jane.
But these have sort of, they're cooked and they've sort of got a bit of flavour but no tomato sauce. So they're lovely.
So how often, Jane, in Sheffield, would you say that you have washed baked beans?
Well, I only found it out. I only discovered this about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm 80 now, and now I can have baked beans.
For 80 years, you've been looking at people with baked beans,
yeah.
Thinking, how can I get round this?
And I hated them. And I tried them, and I thought, oh, God, I can't bear those.
Jane, are you now looking back over 79 wasted years?
Yes, I am. I am, yes. I only have them twice a week, but I absolutely love them.
Well,
if anybody else doesn't like tomato sauce, they can try washed beans.
Or they could just buy beans.
That's what my son said, but these have got a bit of flavour. I don't know what the flavour. But they cook, of course, and so they're quick. If I had to buy... Oh, no, they're lovely.